cool. I love Vernon. He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
So it was a good time.
It's one. I'm afraid that it's going to be one of those once every dozen or 13 year summers where you don't see the sun for like 3.5 months until the middle of September.
I hope.
But
not.
You know, I hope not too. But you know what? If it is, I don't care because I'm in a good mood. Because I have turned over a new leaf.
Which leaf?
The fitness leaf.
Oh, cool.
I am tired of being unfit.
Have you ever worked out or done fitness?
I make it a point to take a walk or do some sort of exercise every day that it's possible for me to do that. First 3 months of this year, I wasn't able to do that because of my...
Because of your stonies.
Yeah, the stone... Kidney stones. It was awful. I mean, one operation after another. But the doctor says I am stone free, and now
you're getting into shape.
Yeah, now I'm getting into shape. I actually joined a fitness center, and it's a damn good one. It's over at Cabrillo Fitness Center.
I heard it's good. I have some friends that go there too.
Yeah, just right off of Park Avenue. Today they're having an open house where everybody can try it out for free.
No way.
Yeah.
Just come in and do whatever?
Yeah, just come in and do whatever.
What do they have there?
Everything. They've got racquetball. They've got squash.
I love racquetball.
They've got a swimming pool. They've got a steam room. They got a number of spas. One you get to be naked in, and the outside one next to the swimming pool, you don't get to be naked in. If you are, they'll haul you off.
You're out.
Yeah.
Naked police.
Yeah, and the neat thing is that, I hope I'm giving the right... Yeah, it is. Today's the open house there.
Cool.
And anybody who shows up, and I think today is the last day to join and get 2-for-1 or something.
Right.
Be sure to tell them that MZ at KSCO told you to go there if you decide to go, and it's
Seriously.
A smart thing to do. Because you can get on a program that will keep you in a better mood and in better shape. And you don't need that because your other job keeps you.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So
it's a workout.
You don't need to go to a fitness center. But
I have a question though. See, here's the thing. No, even though I do a physical job, doesn't mean I don't need to because it's important to exercise different parts of your muscles to make everything strong and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually thinking of joining.
Well, you should join Cabrillo because it's so cheap. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just...
What program are you involved in?
Just a $39 a month deal.
What do you do?
And then, they part of the deal is you get 3 free sessions with a trainer.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and the guy I got was a guy's named Dalmo, and God, I mean, this guy is amazing. I mean,
he had me working.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then yesterday I went to my first yoga class, and it was both invigorating and depressing. It was invigorating because I feel much better today than I did yesterday, and the only thing that's different is that I went to the yoga class.
So wait a second.
But what's depressing is that all of the other people, I couldn't do half the movements. I thought sort of sit there with your, like in prey mode.
Yeah, with your third
eye.
And
you breathe, but no, it's way more than that. And this guy, Charles, who's the instructor out there, is incredible. It's an incredible, and he took pity on me.
Oh, good.
Was very, very sensitive and compassionate. If I were in his place, I would have been going, just keeping myself from laughing, you know.
But he was very sensitive
and compassionate, and he could see that I was having a hard time and sweating like a pig.
Well, he's probably seen worse. Don't even worry about it. But here's my question is, what did you do in these? See, I've never done yoga, so I don't really know what it's about.
Well, you know, I said it was my first yoga class. It was actually my second about 2 years ago. I went and had one session because I barely made it through that without passing away. At a Bikram yoga up in Berkeley. I have a place up in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And Bikram yoga is the same kind of a thing where you stretch all kind of muscles you didn't even know you had.
Yeah, right.
But you do it in 95 degree to 100 degree heat.
Ew.
And my sentiments exactly. But so many people do it that I figure there must be something to it. And there was near death. It was a near death experience for me.
It's like a sweat out.
Yeah.
Where you sweat it out.
That can't be good for the body. But other yoga with in normal temperature is I think must be wonderful for the body.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope.
Well, I've heard lots of great feedback. Did you do a lot of stretching?
Yeah. Oh, so much.
Are you in pain?
Not now. I feel really good. I was yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and Charles said, just relax. It's no big deal. I mean, if you can't do it, you can't do it now, but just stick with it and you'll be able to.
Yeah. Are you swimming or running or what are you doing?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, I'm pedaling.
You're
biking?
I'm
warming up, you know, on the bike. I don't like the recumbent bike. They've got every possible machine you can imagine there.
Right. You don't like the recumbent?
It's I don't good like the recumbent, but I like the other one where you know just straight up. And,
yeah.
You know, and you work up a sweat, and when you work up a sweat, it means that you're going to lose weight, I think.
Oh no, yeah, it does.
You think I'm going to lose weight?
Oh yeah, you totally. Are you weightlifting?
No. Well, yeah, I am. Yeah, the weights, yeah, the machines have weights, and you know, I'm on the bunny slope weight thing because I'm a real weakling. I've got pretty strong lower body, you know, my
right.
legs, because I always like to, you know, go up steps and climb hills and stuff like that. But from my waist up, I mean, I'm just like a pimple.
Well, you need to do some free weights and just do low weight and high reps. Sorry, I'm like getting into my whole.
Well, no,
because I used to weightlift in college for. I mean, I was a track athlete, so like. For 5 years, that's all I did is lift weights and work out.
My goal is to get fit enough for Katia from Nature Elements Landscapes to hire me to work on her crew.
Oh, totally.
I mean, that would be the ultimate.
That's the ultimate.
You know, the ultimate
the
zenith.
The ultimate goal.
Zenith. To be that good, to be that fit, to be one of her crew people.
You know what, though? I mean, it's a different thing for you to go and ride a bike and run or, you know, swim, do whatever, and then to come and start shoveling. Mm-hmm. You're using different muscles. So, I mean, as far as the correlation is, you get in shape to do whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I am getting in landscaping shape right now because I'm not.
I never thought of you as out of shape. But
yeah, but landscaping shape is different than regular shape. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard work. You
know
can do
I
it.
I just realized.
You got
it. Thank you. Thank you for being so encouraging.
No.
I have such low esteem, self-esteem. All right. We haven't officially started the program. So let me see if I can remember how to do that. It's been a whole 2 weeks since I've been here.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know. On KSCO Radio.
All right, we're going to have some fun today, gang, on the Open Mic Saturday special. Yes, sir, we're going to be on the air right up until noontime, as we generally are on Saturdays. And our phone number is 479-1080. You're invited to call. I'm going to come up with some suggested topics just to get the ball rolling. But if there's something you want to bring up, now is your chance to do that. We don't have a particular guest or topic, so stay with us right up until noontime. You'll be happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Nick, you got that latest case commentary ready? We normally play that
it's
at the top of hour number two, but I think we're going to have a guest for a few minutes who wants to clue us into something that the county supervisors are sneakily trying to go through, push through with no notice or very little notice. I mean, really no notice.
I hate that.
We're going to give them some notice here today.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a chance to get back to Gary, but I think he's going to call in. I'm going to invite him to call
in.
And we'll do that at the top of the hour. But it's appropriate to talk about Kay's commentary because I don't get wound up about too many things, but I'm very concerned about the topic of the current Kay's commentary about the sitting duck status of Israel. I think it's really, really important for Israel to continue to exist. I don't think this country, I don't think people in this country realize what the world would be like without an Israel. You know, yeah. Israel is our only friend. It's our only ally, an only real ally that we can trust and depend on. And they've got a whole lot more balls than we do in Israel.
Yeah.
You know? So why don't you go ahead and play that, and then we'll discuss that. I've got a number of things I want to bring up about that, okay?
Cool. Sounds good.
Okay.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is called The Death of Israel. It was published on DickMorris.com on May 24th. From Carolyn Glick, deputy editor and op-ed writer for the Jerusalem Post, comes alarming news. An expert on Arab-Israeli relations with excellent sources deep inside Netanyahu's government, she reports that CIA chief Leon Panetta, who recently took time out from his day job to travel to Israel to read the riot act to the government, warning against any attack on Iran. More ominously, Glick reports, likely from sources high up in the Israeli government, that the Obama administration has all but accepted as irreversible and unavoidable the fact that Iran will soon develop nuclear weapons. She writes, "We have learned that the Obama administration has made its peace with Iran's nuclear aspirations. Senior officials acknowledge as much in off-record briefings. It's true, they say, that Iran may exploit future talks with the U.S. to run down the clock before they test a nuclear weapon, but they add, if that happens, the U.S. will simply have to live with a nuclear-armed country." She goes on to write that Obama is desperate to stop Israel from attacking Iran, writing that, as far as Obama is concerned, if Israel could just leave Iran's nuclear installation alone, Iran would behave itself. She notes that American officials would regard any harm to American interests that flowed from an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear facilities as Israel's doing, not Iran's. Obama is empathizing more with the Iranian leaders who are holding Israel hostage than with a nation that may be wiped off the map if Iran acquires the bomb. All this means that Israel's life is in danger. If Iran gets the bomb, it will use it to kill 6 million Jews. No threat of retaliation will make the slightest difference. One cannot deter a suicide bomber with a threat of death. Iran will probably not launch the bomb itself anyway, but would give it to its puppet terrorists to send to Israel so it could deny responsibility. Those sunshine Jewish patriots who voted for Obama must realize that we as Jews are witnessing the possible end of Israel. We're in the same moral position as our ancestors were as they watched Hitler rise but did nothing to pressure their favorite liberal democratic president FDR to take any real action to save them or even to let Jewish refugees into our country. If we remain complacent, we will have the same anguish watching the destruction of Israel that our forebears had in witnessing the Holocaust. Because one thing is increasingly clear, Barack Obama is not about to lift a finger to stop Iran from developing the bomb, and neither is Hillary Clinton. Obama may have held the first White House Seder, that's a Jewish celebration, but he's not planning to spend next year in Jerusalem. As an American Jewess who loves Israel, I'm filled with fear and apprehension. We have an inexperienced, naive leader who believes that appeasement will fix everything. And if 6 million dead Israelis prove him wrong, so what? Who cares? And how dare Obama threaten Israel to not do anything but be sitting ducks? For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.
If you're being audited by the IRS or have...
Where did that come from?
Don't know. That was bizarre. It started playing commercials, and I didn't even tell it to.
Oh, well, we have to have our computer system put to sleep.
I think we should. I think we should take it out.
But not before we replace it with a new computer system that doesn't have to be put to sleep.
I agree with you. These are fun.
All right, it's a Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's MZ and Nikki. And there are no callers yet, but we will give you the phone number, 479-1080. The sitting duck commentary that you just heard from my mom is a chilling commentary. Earlier today I decided to Google the following terms in the same Google inquiry: Israel, Iran, and Panetta. And first thing that came up is the Jerusalem Post article that was written earlier this on May 20th, actually. So I guess it was updated May 21st. And it says CIA Jerusalem knows not to attack Iran, according to our friend Leon, who was the messenger from Obama, basically sent to tell President of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that you better, you know, not even think of making a preemptive attack, because he says that, he says the Israelis are obviously concerned about Iran and focused on it, but Netanyahu understands that if Israel goes it alone, it will mean big trouble. He knows that for the sake of Israeli security, they have to work together with others. Panetta said that the threat posed by Iran, quote, has our full attention, unquote, asserting that despite the Obama administration's strategic decision to engage Tehran diplomatically, quote, no one is naive about the challenges. Well, that makes me feel a little more comfortable, but I still do not agree with the notion of essentially ordering Israel to sit like a duck, you know, to be wasted here. And is there anybody out there in KSCO land who believes that once Iran gets the nuclear weapon capability, that it will not use it? Do you think that it will be responsible instead of irresponsible? If there's anybody out there who thinks that, I think you should consider smoking another one, or at least call us at 479-1080 and explain to me where my thinking is awry. Okay. Very interesting. If you go to this website, it's basically the Jerusalem Post. Do the same Google search I did, and it'll take you to the exact same page. Just write in Iran, Israel, and Panetta. And when you scroll down, you see some wonderful discussions, you know, some comments. There's some really... Obama makes Israel the scapegoat. Israel beware, number 164, friend of Israel. Okay, I'm going to read some of this stuff here. If I can get the computer to bring it up, it seems to be hung up a little bit. And we are getting some phone calls. So while the computer is doing its thing, and it's slowly coming up here, but I guess we can switch to our on-the-air... our first caller, which is none other than our good friend Richard N. Watsonville.
Hey, Mike, I got some ideas. I got some ideas about this Iran thing.
Okay.
Because they've already launched a missile that's due over 1,200 miles, so they got nuclear capability.
Well, they have missile capability. I mean, does that necessarily follow that?
Well, you got to
They've been launching missiles for years and years, you know, attacking Israel, but they're not with nukes.
Yeah, but all you got to do is screw a warhead on the top of it.
I understand.
And let it go. And it's a nuke warhead.
So what you're saying is that they already have it and it's too late anyhow?
They got the delivery system. Yeah, it's too late. I would love to see them launch it. I would love to see North Korea launch one right now, man, because they are totally surrounded. They can't move without squeaking at all. I mean, these guys... They shouldn't have done what they did last week. But Iran, we can get past the Persian Gulf. would not give, they go ahead and launch all they want. They're not going to get one of them into Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Israel. I don't know. I would love to see us test our equipment, Mike. I'm almost at the point. I was telling a friend of mine yesterday that that what happened after World War II, maybe instead of letting the English draw them lines and tell everybody where they got to live, let them people take Germany. They had it already. We got it for them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, why didn't we just leave everybody there and let the Jewish people run Germany? It would have seemed more fair to me. Instead of moving them across the world someplace where they didn't know where they were going. I remember one time your mom read a commentary about a boatload of people that come over here and we wouldn't let them come here or something. Remember?
No. Oh, yes, I do remember that now.
I have, you know, I mean, how much more, why don't we just send some aircraft carriers in there and just say, load them up, let's go. Anybody that wants to go to the United States, come on, let's go.
Uh-huh.
We'll let everybody else come here, man. Let's just go over there and let everybody that wants to come over here and live in peace get on the stupid boat and go. Otherwise, I'm an American. I'm not an Israeli American. I'm not a Jewish American. I'm not a Mexican American. I'm American, man. I'm more American than Rob Roberts ever thought of being. But I want to see if our equipment will work, too. And the only way to find out if it'll work is to have them launch one at either us or one of their friends.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed blowing down a MiG in Vietnam. And it was 26 miles away, Mike. All I could see was a little light on a screen going around in a circle, and then all of a sudden the light wasn't there. Truly amazing. Didn't know the guy or anything. Could care less.
Richard Ed Watsonville.
See you, Mike. Anything else?
No, that's okay.
I just had to get that off my chest because I really think all them people in Germany should have stayed there.
Yeah.
I mean, then we'd be dealing with Germany right now, and then, The Palestinians, whatever they want to call themselves this week, they could have whatever they want. There's nothing out there, Mike. I mean, I was always told to stay out of the Middle East. The only place I was told that I could have fun in the Middle East was in a place called Yemen.
Are you concerned about the future of Israel?
The future of Israel,
yeah,
or the future of that part of the world? I'm more of a worldly citizen than drawing these stupid lines, Mike.
So,
come on, you and I grew up with people that came from other countries. They didn't even speak English here. And they wound up here, of all places.
Richard, I wish you would answer my question. Are you concerned about the future of Israel or not?
I'm concerned about not only the future of Israel, but all of its neighbors.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the Middle East and North Korea. I'm concerned about the world, Mike. I can't just say I'm for one team and not for the whole game.
Okay. All right. Well, as always, thank you for calling KSCO and the Saturday Special. That was our good friend Richard N. Watsonville. We're going to go to our next caller. That would be Tom in Monterey. Tom, welcome to the Saturday Special on your favorite radio station. It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir.
Good. Yeah, KSCO AM 1080.
The Zwirlings are doing yeoman's work in this world. As in the past, even today.
Well, you're very nice to say, you're very kind to say that, but our staff deserves a lot of the credit because the Zwirlings couldn't do anything without the staff here.
Oh, I know that. I did an apprenticeship over there at your station many years ago.
You did?
I did. At any rate.
For your sakes.
I moved to Texas and then got run out by the hurricanes.
Yeah.
At any rate, I'm back home, and I'm very concerned, not just for Israel, but for the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my belief, and I think there are a whole lot of Christians in this country that Mr. Obama overlooks. And I wish he'd denounce his Muslim beliefs. At any rate, enough said about him. I believe in God as a Christian.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus Christ. I believe in the Bible, and I believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God as a Christian. And I believe that in the Bible, it states that Israel is the chosen people of God. And if you come against my people, you will suffer my wrath, he said. And Ishmael, Israel's brother, the bastard son, or whatever you want to call him, is the Arab nations, I believe. Now, if this country, Panetta, Obama, whoever you want to call this country, that's who we're putting in front of the world right now.
Uh-huh.
If they come against Israel, God bless us, because our soul is damned. And that's my piece for today, and I God bless you and your mother and everyone at your station.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate your kind words. It's the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. We got lines open at 479-1080. We can talk about Israel and the importance. Imagine a world without Israel. Would it be a better world? I don't think so. I think it would be a real scary world. You know, maybe you have a different point of view, and you will certainly be treated with courtesy if that is the case, if you call us at 479-1080 and engage in the discussion with us. We do have a commercial break here that we should be doing in just a moment, but I want to put out another possibility of a topic. I was just reflecting recently about the economic slowdown and how and inflation and how things are going up so fast. The gas is jumping crazily now. I mean, the gas has gone up like 40 cents a gallon in the last couple of weeks. And if you guys don't think that it's going to be up in the $5-6 a gallon range here in the not too distant future, I think you ought to think again. And right at the edge of when people are about ready to do something, you know, politically, you know, to rise up, then the price comes down. You know, so it derails them, right? I mean, it's very, very simple. It's very obvious what's going on here. But I was flashing back to the 1970s when it was the last time that I can recall such an inflationary period, that the late 70s, actually, right when Jimmy Carter, mid to late 70s, was president. Now, I liked Jimmy Carter at the time. He was a very, you know, pleasant man, still is. But looking back, as a president, they don't come any worse for this country. And when Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980 and took office in 1981, it started an almost 30-year-long era of prosperity. And someone called, I think, Corey Gold's Noon Balloon program this last week and described, or maybe it was the week before, described President Obama and what's going on now, described President Obama as Jimmy Carter on steroids. And that really struck a chord with me, because it hasn't been since Jimmy Carter days where I remember feeling, seeing so many people down and out, so many people without jobs, such anti-prosperity. And, you know, when Reagan came on, and you know, we got to give credit to, I don't know whether you got to give credit to Clinton or not. A lot of people say we were the most, what do you call it, our economy was the most stable, and it was the most booming economy ever during the Clinton days. And there are a lot of other people who say that, yes, that's true, but it's only because of Reaganomics. What do you think? 479-1080. Do you agree? Jimmy Carter was only a one-term president. No doubt in my mind that Barack Obama will be a one-term president, because as charismatic as he is, just like Jimmy Carter was and is charismatic, he's just not very smart about the direction he's sending the country. He's bringing the country down the road that he promised. That's true. And the people who elected him should be pretty happy. But I think they're going to have a rude awakening. And so we can certainly discuss that at 479-1080. Let's go back to the phone lines. John on the Summit, welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. You're on.
As goes Israel, so goes the United States.
That's what I think. Why do you say that?
only beacons of light in the world. And I don't like what this Muslim president we have is doing to help his brethren. That's my thoughts. He says he's not. Everybody,
you think he's a Muslim? You think he's a Muslim? You think he's a Muslim trying to help his brethren, or you just think he's just not very smart in terms, doesn't have much business sense, or doesn't have much, just is sort of an idiot, like President Carter. I mean, do you think he's an evil guy, or do you think he's just not very competent?
Evil guy, yes.
You do think our president is evil?
No. Yes, he is.
Okay.
I want to see him out of there.
Okay.
And
not sure I would agree with that, but it'd be interesting to see what other KSEO callers say.
Muslim still is. They're sworn to help each other.
So once a Muslim, always a Muslim. And are you one of the people who think there's no such thing as a good Muslim? I mean, I don't agree with that statement. Do you?
No, I don't agree. Here's what I do agree with. Until I hear one cleric denounce what's going on overseas with the bombers and what happened in 9/11, until I hear one of them denounce it, they're all suspect.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is there a good Muslim? Sure. I've met lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all intimidated by those who threaten each other.
Right.
Now, as far as Israel goes, here's what I believe. You got Iran threatening Israel and the United States. You have North Korea threatening the United States. Remember Pearl Harbor?
Mm-hmm.
This time, I don't think Obama will rally the country to fight the Middle East. I think it's a pincer move to call bluff, so it will never threaten them anywhere again.
No, say that again. You lost me there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not very, bright here. But
When Pearl Harbor happened,
okay,
we were instantly motivated to fight the Japanese and the Germans.
Absolutely. We were united. I wasn't alive then, but from all the history that had not been revised, with which I'm familiar, we were united just in much the same way we were immediately following 9/11, but that didn't last very long.
That's right, because we had, in Vietnam, we lost from within.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying is you have Iran threatening Israel and the United States, and you have North Korea threatening the United States from the other side of the world. Can't have troops on both sides today, not without a draft. But when they put the pincer point on us, I don't think it will be to rally the country against the Middle East and communism.
What do you think it will be?
West. It's a pincer point to call our bluff so that we will never, and we'll back down. The president will back down from any threat, and will never threaten any of them again. China owns our debt, along with other countries, Middle East especially, with the oil debt. And if they say that they are going to...
God, John, I hope that you hope that you're wrong.
Of course.
Okay, good.
Look at history.
Okay.
Look at history.
John, I want to thank you for your call. Keep listening to KSO and do call again. I've got a funny feeling that our next caller, none other than our own Dave Allen, will have a different perspective. Am I right, Dave?
Hey, let's go out for donuts.
What'd you say?
Let's go out for a sack of donuts.
I'm not understanding
Let's go out for a sack of donuts.
Oh, you mean... Oh, okay. It means you don't put any credence in what John said.
All these armchair generals getting wrapped a little too tight. I want people to think. 100 years ago, it was what the Lakota Nation and Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull were the enemies. There's always going to be a new boogeyman. All this political global stuff is nonsense. Nothing's going to happen. Nobody does nothing. Look, let me tell you something right now. North Korea, Iran, they don't even go to the bathroom without permission. Seriously.
Permission from whom?
from the people that own this planet.
Which people?
The guys own the bank. Come on, man. This is Alan Jones, for example. I would say this stuff 17 years ago. There are people, the Rockefellers, DuPonts, Morgan, these people, the Queen of England, the Rothschild, Bengi family.
So they're not going to give permission to...
They own us.
They're not going to give permission. Well, but do they own Iran? Are you saying they're not going to give permission for Iran to nuke Israel when it can?
This is their planet.
I don't think Iran will acknowledge that they are owned by the Federal Reserve people.
Publicly, listen. They have oil. All oil is sold on U.S. dollar. That was established 36 years ago when Kissinger worked for Nixon. That's those Saudis, all the oil companies in the world deal with U.S. dollars. Now they're trying to work towards the euro dollar. It don't matter. It's all a sleight of hand. It's like the magician on the Wizard of Oz. Look behind the curtain. Everybody, all this hot air about Iran, might do Israel, look. What country wants to commit suicide? Just seriously, it's all diversion. Everybody said, no, nothing that gets me is all the evangelicals where, it was prophesied in the Bible, Daniel, Revelation, Matthew, we're all going to die, Armageddon. Shut up. Give me a break, these people idiots. I mean,
you're just a contrarian, Dave Allen. I've never heard you agree with anybody. You always take the opposite. And I'm not saying that's bad. You could be right.
You and Kate thought that 17 years ago when you slapped me on the dial as abusement and controversial. But now, Kate tells me all the time, I'm not saying that's because I'm gloating, but, Dave, all those things you said back then, we took a lot of heat from everybody, but they're all happening. You're right. Not a prophet. Just think, use your brain, read between the lines. Let me tell you something. 25, 30 years ago, I had a lot of Iranian friends, Persian friends, that would go to UCSC studying, they were studying engineering, all these things, they live here. Many Americans are married to Iranians or Persians. They live there, too. Persia is the most advanced country in the Far East, Middle East. They are very intelligent, educated people. It's a beautiful country, by the way. So they're, what kind of Muslims, the Shiite Muslims, whatever it is, don't matter. It's all nonsense. The president over there is running around, with a swinging penis attitude because he has to. A lot of the Ayatollahs and Imams to make it look like they're getting the word in. It's all a joke. Israel's duped up. Nobody in the Middle East or the Far East has any weapons outside of China. Nobody's going to do nothing. If they do, believe they can't. Look, we own the food. We own all the guns, all the bombers, all the aircraft carriers, submarines, the missiles. We have this country has enough nuclear weapons to kill the planet over, something like 70 times over at least. All these people like North Korea, Persia, and Iran, there's many Americans that live in Persia. Many Persians live here. Up till Carter, and when the Shah left Iran, Persia was almost like a 51st state. There are friends in the Middle East, they had all the oil, they still have a lot of oil. And Americans went back and forth. They used to have a girlfriend whose father was a CIA pilot, and their whole family met the Shah back then. Of course, they wanted to get rid of the Shah because he was an American puppet. This guy told had to come in, that's all done behind the scenes with George Bush, with CIA director, so forth and so on.
Dave, stop!
Look,
you're overloading all of us!
Okay, listen, my point is...
God!
My point is,
a caller has called and said... Now I know why I don't listen to your radio station.
Yeah, because they're an idiot.
But now, Dave, try not to be abusive. I would just respectfully point out that the caller was, and I will bet anything, still is listening.
Well, listen.
So these callers are saying, now I know why I don't listen to your radio.
Anybody
Nikki,
has brain con- cells.
Wait,
Mike,
wait,
what about
wait, here. Nikki, would you get on? I had to
yes.
Talk poor Dave down.
I know, Dave.
Was the person who called and issued that complaint, did they throw the rock and hide the hand? Did they say who they were, or did they just...
Yeah, I picked up and I said, Saturday Special, and they said, now I know why I don't listen to your radio station. And yeah. I go, oh, wait, and I wanted to talk to them.
Yeah.
you know, and see why and ask them, you know, and whatnot. But they hung right up. They were too chicken.
It's they're chicken.
Chicken bleep.
Chicken bleep. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I guess it's so funny.
It's the chickens that can't handle it, right?
Every once in a while, Corey Gold will get a chicken, a person who isn't chicken bleep, who will get on the radio and spar with him because he disagrees with him. Or once in a while, these people are almost all of the time, they personally attack him, okay? I guess the reason they don't really want to get on the radio and engage or try to get the host to see it from their perspective is because they don't have much confidence in their perspective themselves. You know, why else would someone throw the rock and hide the hand and not be willing to go on the air or not be willing to say who they are? Anyhow, I'm just so amused. I'm so amused. But again, the person who says, now I know why I don't listen to your radio station, I'll bet anything they're listening and they're glued to the station. But I wish they weren't such a chicken. Okay, Dave, you're back. But...
Well, I had to turn the radio up here, Nikki. Let me turn it back now.
Oh.
People always say, that's why I don't listen. I never listen to the station. Why? Well, just today I heard so-and-so say blah, blah, blah. If they're not listening, how will they know?
That's exactly right.
Anyway, my point is, people, don't get so riled up. Look, Obama...
Is that message to my mother, too?
Yes. Hey, I have to talk to her. She gets too worried for her age.
Uh-huh.
All this stuff is all there to confuse people, take your bite off the economy, gas prices, manipulated, going back up. Obama's not... I'm tired of that mentality. Mike, a lot of mutual people that we know keep sending these blasted emails. Obama, a Muslim, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Give me a break. First of all, people, think about this. American president, most powerful man on earth, the last 200 years, all of a sudden...
Dave, you're saying there's no difference between Bush and Obama, really?
They're all the same.
Okay. And do you think that Obama, that under Obama, we are not going to be attacked?
Nope. If we do, it's going to be a very controlled, limited attack for a certain reason, for a certain purpose to manipulate events like 9/11.
Of course, I hope I'm wrong. But you know, I believe we are going to be attacked in a way that will make 9/11 look like nothing.
Yeah,
look like absolutely nothing because Obama is an appeaser and Bush was not. So you might be right about them both being controlled, like you and Alex Jones say. It doesn't matter. It's Tweedledum, Tweedledee. They're all controlled by the bankers and the Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs and all that. But I think there is a big difference between George Bush and Barack Obama.
One more thing.
A huge difference. Such a difference, and of course I hope I'm wrong.
Such
a huge difference that we are going to see sometime soon something that is an attack on our soil that makes 9/11 look like nothing.
One more thing. I'd say one more thing before I hang up.
Yeah.
Let's go back about a year ago. Gas prices were going insane. Unemployment was going up the drain. Money devaluing. And a lot of minorities.
This is what's happening now.
Well, a lot of minorities, which are countries, mostly minorities, are now getting peed off. We were on the verge of, civil war, revolution starting to spike out. Then what do? They give you a black president. Since when? Now, I'm not being racist. You know me. I'm not racist. But
you're not racist at all.
Since when do these multi-billionaire trillionaires that control all the banks, all the resources, are going to allow a black dude, a brother, to be the president of the United States? What they're doing is telling American people and the world, here, it don't even matter. Have whatever you want, president. It's a joke. We run the sucker. That's what they're saying by allowing black men.
All right.
Think about that.
Of course, I hope you're right and I'm wrong. Okay, thanks for your call, Dave.
Later.
Yeah, great to hear from you. Here comes our next caller. Wow. For some reason, our computer is just not working here. It's being very slow. But Jim in Santa Cruz, you're up on the Saturday special, I hope.
Hi,
Jim.
Hi, Michael. Yeah. Yes, I was first transferred to San Francisco in 1956 when I was in the Marine Corps. And at the end of what is now 280, where it met 101, up on the hill above there was a church which blew their flag upside down. And there was a lot of discussion about why that was.
Okay.
And that is a distress signal. And the more I listen to the, what's going on with our new administration here, the more I want to turn my flag upside down. And if I could get hold of Glenn Beck or somebody that knew what how to do so, I would recommend that they talk to those people that are going to have one of their tea parties and talk about that. And that's real. May I make one other comment?
A flag flown upside down is not a statement of disrespect. It's a statement of concern. I hadn't heard that, but yeah, okay, makes sense.
Okay, and I have another comment too.
Sure, go ahead.
I've been waiting several minutes to get on, and I've listened several times. People talk on, or your regular callers anyway, and it's a little disheartening to sit and wait for that.
Uh-huh.
So, I thank you for the time. Thanks, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Jim and Santa
You're
Cruz.
Welcome.
Appreciate
Bye.
Your call. 479-1080 is the phone number to call if you want to talk to us here live on the Saturday special on your favorite radio station. And I think it's the favorite radio station of people who say things like, now I know why I don't listen to your radio station. I really do. But I wish some of those people would call me. I think the reason that they don't is because they know I'm going to let them talk and make a fool of themselves. But maybe not. Maybe they can make a fool out of me. I invite them to try. Okay, and it's not hard. It's not hard to make a fool out of me because I'm not particularly bright. I'm just a nice person. Okay, Rich in Pacific Grove, you're on KSCO. Go.
Michael, I think what happened is sometimes you let some of these guys, when they've had too much coffee, they go on too long.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's what the problem is. We love your show. I mean, I love your show.
No, I'm talking about the people who call and throw the rock and hide the hand. They don't want to go on the air. They tell the call screener that they disagree, or they don't even tell that. They just call names. They're abusive.
That's the nature of our beast right now. We're going through generations of men with no cojones. Okay.
That means balls, for those of you who don't know what cojones means.
Oh,
otherwise, AKA gonads.
There you go.
AKA testicles.
Well, let me tell you something, Michael. I come from the Israeli problem a little different than most people because as an Irish American, I volunteered to go over there. I was in the Israeli army for a little while.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go over and see what it was like and what these people fell through. And with Netanyahu, make no mistake, he's not giving it up. He can give a damn what Obama has to say.
Good.
All right.
Good. That makes me feel much better.
I think we've got the right guy at the right
I was
place.
Really happy that he got elected.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
Obama.
The
other,
right
Netanyahu.
Place.
Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no
And as far as Alan, Michael, Richard, who's the guy who's just on the phone?
Who's still on the phone?
No, the guy, your talk host, Alan?
Yeah, Dave Allen.
Dave Allen. I mean, calling us all idiots because we disagree with him and stupid, that's really not a way to run a, He's not going to get any converts over to his side.
Yeah, I don't call people idiots, but who disagree with me. But I just do sort of find them amusing and laughable if they don't have the, to use your term, cojones to come
sure.
on the air.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
I'm always very courteous to people.
I know. Sometimes it's I think
to a fault.
Happens, serious, Michael. I love to listen to you, but sometimes when you get Dave Allen, then you get that Richard who just shot down a MiG. In Vietnam,
yes.
Sometimes it just goes on, so and you got to learn to just cut some of that.
You're right.
You know, sometimes guys just get up with a bad attitude.
It's
and
true.
We're trying to learn something and have a great discussion, and then we get off into this. You know, everybody owns everybody, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess these guys who are the billionaires, the trillionaires, they own all the gangs and Salinas as well. You know,
uh-huh.
And I mean, it's just when does it end? You know, who's making a pot of coffee that? Say, hey,
I'll be honest with you, Rich. I don't know, but I do want to thank you for your call to the Saturday special. And
thank
do call
you,
again. I believe the next caller will be Mike in Soquel. Am I right, Mike?
Yes, you are.
Good. Welcome.
And I am an everyday listener, and I do love this show.
This is good. We like you.
I just don't call in very often.
We even like people who don't who claim they don't like us, but we know they really love us underneath it all.
But I couldn't resist at this time. That David Allen, I think he needs to take a history lesson, go back to school, and then get a grip of today's world. Okay, the man is nuts, I think.
Was that a kind thing to say about Dave?
No. But But he didn't have anything kind to say about people who don't agree with him.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, the man needs to get a grip on what the world is doing around him. He's not looking. He's not being observant.
I was hoping that he's right and I'm wrong.
The danger in Israel is real.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't see that, then he's got his eyes closed.
Yeah.
And you had another caller who was talking about biblical prophecy, and the man is right, okay? You haven't seen anything yet, okay? I'm sorry, but we have not seen anything yet.
You mean as far as an attack on our soil?
Well, we will be attacked on our soil, and Israel is going to get attacked on their soil. Okay?
Well, that's a daily event here.
Yes, it is. But I mean,
in Israel, they've learned to live with it. I'd hate for us to have to learn to live with such a thing here, because life will not be any small fraction of what it has been under that kind of a world here.
You can't deal with the people who are arming themselves over there.
Right.
There's
so it just blows me away to have our president bowing and scraping and kissing it makes me nauseous.
That man this guy
really is Jimmy Carter on steroids. You know?
Wow. Well, he's got his eyes closed to the world around him, and I'm sorry.
Do you think he's evil, or do you think he's stupid, or do you think he's right on? I know you don't think he's right on, but I'm going to pose that question for next hour. Do you think our president is evil? Do you think he's stupid? Or do you think he's right on?
I think he is a puppet. The man is doing what he is told.
So you agree with Dave Allen?
No.
Yeah, because that's what he thinks.
Well, that's my opinion long before Dave Allen ever said
okay, whatever.
The man.
I guess the difference is that you don't think people who disagree with you are idiots, I guess. Is that right? Necessarily idiots. They might be, but you know, David made a he painted with a broad brush.
I don't think people who agree with me are idiots. Okay. Uh-huh. But on the other hand, I see what's coming down the pike. I mean, I got my eyes open to the world. I see the danger there.
Right.
And I see the danger to our country.
Right.
I'm sitting here without a job because I got laid off because of what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And I'm having a heck of a time finding a job because of the competition. Because I have, the last job I applied for, I got an interview. I was lucky to get an interview because I asked a question. How many people were applying? Over 100.
What's your field, John? Mike. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, my first name is John. Thanks.
Oh.
I'm a building maintenance engineer.
Uh-huh.
And there's more than 100 guys.
Hate to cut this short, but we're coming to the end of the first hour here, and we got Gordy and Palo Alto and John and Aptos waiting. Please wait or call back. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's 11 a.m. Here is Fox News.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. What was the largest U.S. automaker now hurtling toward the cliff of bankruptcy?
A rainy and cold day in Detroit outside General Motors headquarters, where bigger storm clouds are gathering. On Monday, General Motors will file for bankruptcy. The President of the United States, President Obama, will discuss GM's restructuring Monday, and then in mid-afternoon, the CEO of General Motors, Fritz Henderson, will discuss the future for his 100-year-old company. Among the topics, $50 billion total from U.S. taxpayers to help GM restructure. And still to be answered, what happens to the Hummer brand, Saturn, and Saab, all on the for sale block, with Pontiac slated to close in 2010. Outside General Motors headquarters, Adam Shapiro, Fox News Radio.
GM is slated to make some kind of an announcement at 5 this afternoon Eastern Time, possibly an outline of the restructuring plan it's submitting to the government before Monday's deadline. Two convicted killers have escaped from an Arkansas prison about 60 miles southeast of Little Rock. They did it by putting on guards uniforms and just walking out. How did they get their hands on guards uniforms?
The unit that they were housed at, the Cummins unit, has a garment industry behind it, a garment factory where we make inmate uniforms for the state prison system and also for county jails. And we also make officer uniforms in our garment factory.
Dinah Tyler is a spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Corrections. 32-year-old Jeffrey Grinder and 39-year-old Calvin Adams were both serving life terms without the possibility of parole. They apparently had outside assistance because they drove off in a car that had been left for them. They were gone for 3 hours before anybody noticed. South Korean officials say spy satellites show North Korea may be preparing to transport another long-range missile to a test launch site. This is U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates tells Asian defense ministers at a Singapore conference the U.S. will not accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
Minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, America is sinking deeper and deeper into debt, and this is just the beginning. Now, we break down our trillion-dollar deficit, how we got here, what it's really being used for, and how the government is banking on you and your family paying for it in the years and years to come. All this week, watch a Fox Business Network special series, Red Ink Week. Changing global challenges into world-class visions.
Anything can happen, and anyone can come out on top.
Making good ideas into great investments.
Knowledge is power.
Time now to get personal. This is where we talk to you.
Turning tough times into a chance to succeed.
This is the time. This is the place.
One network takes it straight to the opportunity.
It's time for a change. It's time for Fox Business.
Fox Business. Opportunity. Pure and simple.
A Connecticut special needs teacher, the target of escalating legal challenges.
In two separate lawsuits and one criminal case, Michelle Campbell is accused of slapping, tying up, and throwing water into the faces of autistic children who can't communicate. She was placed on administrative leave last year during a State Department of Children and Families investigation, arrested in October, and released on bail. She was then reassigned to another school by the Board of Education, where she was allowed to teach again, which infuriated the parents of children who suffered the alleged abuse.
She should not be around kids in any way, shape, or form. She shouldn't be.
For now, district officials tell Fox News she has been assigned to administrative work while the legal battle moves forward. Laura Engel, Fox News Radio.
Boston Mayor Tom Anino is taking a dim view of a proposal by the city's police department to let neighborhood patrol officers carry M16 assault rifles. The police recently got 200 of the rifles free from the U.S. military. Menino says maybe specialized units can have them, but not beat cops. A new tool in the U.S. nuclear arsenal.
It's not the type of laser we know from Star Wars or the kind from Star Trek, but this one can sure pack a punch. The Livermore National Lab in California finishing work on the world's strongest laser that'll be used to test nuclear weapons. It took a decade to build, along with $3.5 billion. This laser can generate power that's equivalent to a hydrogen bomb or even the sun. The facility will conduct tests by performing what's called fusion ignition by harnessing close to 200 lasers on a single spot the size of a pea. Ken Duffy, Fox News Radio.
Britain's 24-year-old Prince Harry now on the second day of his first ever official visit to New York City, touring a children's organization in Harlem, scheduled to take part in a polo match on Governor's Island in New York Harbor later this afternoon. Also due to visit the Big Apple this evening, President and First Lady Barack and Michelle Obama having one of their so-called date nights. Word is they'll be taking in a Broadway play. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Your Central Coast forecast for today, we got cloudy skies, high of 69, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, few clouds, low of 51, and Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 68. For your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, the west winds 10 knots, wind waves 2 feet or less, and a swell of 2 feet, and patchy fog. Tonight, west winds, 5 knots, wind waves 1 foot or less, and a west swell at 2 feet at 8 seconds in the evening. Current temperatures, 57 in Salinas, 56 in Watsonville, and 57 in Monterey. Santa Cruz outside KSCO Studios is at 56 degrees. The official time, 11:06 and 24 seconds on this Saturday, May 30th, 2009. Up next, we have the second hour of the Saturday special with MZ. Stay tuned, KSCO Santa Cruz. I'm Nikki James.
Okay, here we go with hour number two of the Saturday special. And if you don't believe me, listen to this.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
Okay, we're on for another hour. It's an open mic program, but we are going to have an interesting topic here starting in about 5 minutes, so do stay with us.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
But before we get to that interesting topic, it's actually an alert of something that's going to happen on Tuesday that you need to know about. Let's finish up our discussion from last hour. Gordy, are you in Palo Alto, Gordy?
Yes, I'm in the Veterans Hospital here in Palo Alto.
Oh, you are? Are you okay?
Yeah, I've been a patient here for a month now. Probably got a few more weeks to go before I can be released.
Wow. Wow.
Without getting into the details, I
wish
had,
you the best, anyhow. So,
well, thank you. I know you had your problems with your kidney stones, and I certainly empathize with you on that account. And I'm glad to hear you're back up and
thank you,
feeling
Gordy.
Somewhat chipper. I really appreciate you being there. Let me kick this off by saying I believe that Obama is an evil person. He has had the ability to make choices, just as all of us had, and he has made the wrong choices every time, right down the line. Whether you consider the man to be a brilliant personality, a charming individual, or not, is irrelevant. If we look at his past, who his associates were, what he has done to this country since he's been in office, in stealing private property, whether it was corporations or individuals' private property, the bottom line is this is an evil person that I don't think there is a place for in our society. Now, to continue in that vein, we have people in our county of Santa Cruz that are also very evil. And relating to what's happening Tuesday, last night I got a call from some people that are very aware of what's going on in our county, specifically the planning department. A number of us for 10 years have been trying to get them to comply with state law and providing due process for property owners within the county that have had their rights violated. There is no due process. We did get this planning appeals board set up. We had the chairman resign because of attacks that came from him, from the head of the planning department, a county council, Susan Mariella, and some of the members of the Board of Supervisors in trying to block any due process afforded to the citizens. One of these items that they pulled here was yesterday at the 11th hour, an item was put on the agenda for Tuesday's session at the Board of Supervisors in which they can ban this board, just completely eliminate any chance of due process for the citizens.
This is a board that's required by some state law?
State building.
So they're just thumbing their nose at the state law?
Not only are they thumbing their nose, but they're creating a number of violations of civil rights of the people here.
And the attitude is, you know, we're the supervisors, we can do whatever the bleep we want. Is that right?
Right. It's even worse than that because not only are the Board of Supervisors aiding and abetting the criminal element within this county, and I believe that there are some foundations for filing under the RICO statute, a criminal conspiracy against the people of the county.
Why should people who are ordinary people who are not wrapped up in the planning process, and I know that everybody who is wrapped up in the planning process hates it and is scared bleepless to step to to step up and be at all critical of it, because that'll make a bad situation worse. Well, what is it that you can tell our audience, our broad general audience, that will convince them that they should care if they don't happen to be in the planning process themselves?
Well, MC, I mean, that's a really important question. I wish I had the answer. What could I say to people to get their hackles up, to get their outrage up as to what's happening to their neighbors and their friends? Unfortunately, we have about a third of the people in the county that just don't care about anything at all, one way or another. And then we have a third that are aware.
Well, I think anybody who doesn't own property in the county couldn't give a damn.
That's
because
it
doesn't affect them.
Right.
And I think it's a shame, because I think, you know, that if the law is allowed to be nose-thumbed at, then, you know, what's next, right?
Well, so, what's next is there have been a number of really serious, egregious things happen to people where they've been beat up, they've been shot at, they've been killed. I mean, how far down the list do you want to go? And these aren't just, some hyperboles of my imagination. These are very, very well documented facts where officers under the color of the law have been sent to go take care of individuals because they're speaking out about these evil things that are going on. And you have people that have left the county because they see what's going on and they can't fight it.
As far as
the average person in this county,
what do you want them to do? You want them to show up to a board of supervisors meeting en masse and scare the hell out of the supervisors? Okay, that happens when?
Sometime Tuesday. They got this as number 73 on the agenda.
Oh my God! So people have to sit around all day. No one's going to do that. Very few people are going to do that. You might, if you're well enough or you're out of the hospital. Gary Arnold might, who's going to be our next caller, our next guest right after John Aptos.
Yeah, and
But you know, it's got to be, the way I see it is that the supervisors have to be scared that they're going to be lynched if they put this through.
Much like
what I saw about, I don't know, maybe 12 or 15, with the well metering, when they were proposing that people who have their own wells, that they have to be metered, and the next step everybody knows that they were going to be, people were going to be charged for their own water. Well, and I never saw so many people show up angry at the Board of Supervisors, and boy, did they were scared, you know what. They backed down real fast. And anything short of that reaction is just going to be a waste of time, you know. I don't know how you're going to get people all wound up about that, because you know, between now and then. But we'll try. You'll certainly have all of the cooperation of KSCO.
And that, again, I want to thank everybody out there for their support, for their cards and their comments and their visits out here at the hospital. It's been a wonderful thing for me. This has been an opportunity for me to get some attention, you know, for the people of Santa Cruz County especially. This is where it all begins. It's not just on the world stage. Right here in Santa Cruz County, where you live, is where it's all emanating from. So people, please get out there to the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday. Give your support. Bring your flag. Bring your support.
You know, maybe we can have updates from whoever is willing to sit there to say, hey, it's getting close, maybe people can come now, or something like that. We'll put it out. Anyhow, Gordy, continue your road to recovery, okay?
Yeah, I'm working hard on it.
Okay.
I've had a number of miracles occur. I shouldn't be alive right now, but I am. I'm because I do have that faith. I do believe in God. I do believe in the Holy Spirit, and I do believe in you and your mother and all the rest of us out there that believe in what's right, and we know clearly the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, and are willing to stand up for what's good. Thank you again.
Appreciate your call, Gordy. You take care. Okay, John and Aptos, welcome to the Saturday special. Thanks for waiting.
Well, thank you, KSGO 1080. I wanted to say something in regards to the upside-down flag. It's also used by the military, Coast Guard, as a means of rescue, and it should be misused or downgraded purpose of flying the flag upside down. And that's really all I
Appreciate your contribution. That helps out a lot. Thanks very much, John.
All right. You're welcome.
You have a good one, okay? Now let me introduce Gary Arnold, who I believe is going to be here for the next program from the station. Is that right, Gary?
Right. We've got a terrific program. I'll tell you.
Perspective show coming up from 12 to 1.
It's going to be head off by the person, the chairman of the appeals board that the county is trying to smother. We've got an attorney. We've got an inside whistleblower that worked in the department. We've got an architect that's had to deal with the department. We've got a victim and civil rights fighter. As people may or may not know, this appeals board, which is required by law, has been hidden from the public for some 20 years, giving political power to the planning department and the supervisors. Ellen Perry herself appointed her husband with zero planning experience to the Planning Commission as an example. An L.A. crew has been up here videotaping, documenting the massive corruption in Santa Cruz. So we're going to be looking at this thing from the inside, the outside, the law, and the corruption. And what's happening is that the County Board of Supervisors is destroying the people's right to protest and appeal or air a grievance. They're smothering the newborn a newborn baby basically by killing this board that has met only twice. They've done everything they can to hamper it. They've shut off the air conditioning.
It's like a late-term abortion, huh?
Exactly. Well, this has a baby walking across the street already, and they're after it with their clutches. It's that bad. So I encourage people to listen at noon. But we're looking at, you know, the red tag terrorism and the land grabbers, and I think they're going to learn a lot. It's not just
this is real important. I will say to you what I said to Gordy, and you were on hold, so you heard it. You need to come up with a good reason for people who are not affected personally by the planning process to join your cause. And the only way I think you're going to do that is to come up with a compelling reason why they should. Obviously, if they're involved in the planning process, they got a good vested interest. I mean, no question. But if they're not, and I think 99.999% of the people in Santa Cruz County are not involved in the planning process. I don't mean to rain on your parade, but I'm just giving you some advice here. Why should someone who is not affected by the planning process care about what's going on?
Right. Well, one item is all through history, the last 100 years, we've seen everywhere where property rights have disappeared, so has individual rights, whether it was Stalin's Russia or Pol Pot's Cambodia. Each and every place, individual freedom evaporates as quickly. These people are garnering, they're building themselves into a mafiosa type, and they've affected the county as a whole. All the contractors, all the people that do dry board, carpentry, plumbing, electricity, all of this stuff have been affected by the squashing and the unreasonable controls of the planning department. It's probably cost this county between $500 million and $1 billion within the last 12 years. That affects everybody. It affects the ability to maintain the parks, the tax revenues for the roads and for the schools. It does affect everybody. And if they want to live...
Make no mistake, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And in fact... I don't know how many people listening today were listening in 1988 when I did not own this station, but I and my high school government teacher, Bob Listener, hosted a program called the Citizens for Planning Reform Talk Show. And it was as a result of that program that I was hanging around the radio station that I got wind of the fact that it was for sale that ended up, you know, resulting in my having purchased the radio station in 1990, making the deal and taking over in 1991. I used to take all this stuff to heart, and I decided, you know, it's very, very important. It's the cornerstone of freedom is private property rights, and that they were being eroded then, and I think they're being eroded more now. I think things are probably worse now, though I don't have any personal experience. But I remember back then, you know, I always had a knot in my stomach because I let all this stuff bug me so much. And I feel bad now because I figure, you know, I don't think about that all that much. And maybe I should, but I value my health more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I encourage people right now, if they go to straighttalknews.org, they'll find a YouTube up there with the chairman of the committee. There's a nine-minute YouTube interview with them. There's a lot of the information.
This is the same person who's going to be on with you later today?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I think what's happened is that we've had, you know, you hear about the government-military complex. Well, we've got a government-media complex. The Santa Cruz Sentinel was purchased by Bill Gates' foundation. So he's not even paying taxes on this thing. He bought the Mercury. He bought the Santa Cruz Herald.
Is that true?
These foundations.
You mean the Monterey Herald?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All three of them.
So, yeah, so Dean Singleton, who I always think that's the name I remember as the
correct.
Person in charge not only of the Sentinel but of many other papers, including the Mercury.
Up and down the state.
He's funded by Bill Gates?
They use Bill Gates Foundation money in order to purchase the three newspapers that affect us most directly. And they've been involved in an effort to...
And we know what Bill Gates' politics are, huh? They're decidedly left-wing. And they're decidedly confiscatory, huh?
But they're also monopolistic. We find that the funds behind these so-called street socialists are really the billionaires behind the scenes. I mean, Obama's basically the banker's boy. But I want to keep on the planning department, not get into left-right politics, because this has to do with freedom of everybody. And my point I was trying to go to is that people don't know what's happening out there because of the newspaper papering over the victims and the constitutional protections.
Well, I don't think anybody has time to read. Very few people have time to read newspapers anymore, and that's why they're all going down the toilet. Gary Arnold, thanks very much for being with us and alerting our Saturday special audience to what is happening at the Board of Supervisors. You're not even sure when, but we encourage you to call our local program, our local shows, talk shows that day as it gets closer so that people who might not have time to be waiting around at the supervisor's chambers all day for it to come up on the agenda to be able to come on down if they think it's important enough. And I believe that it is.
They can hear the experts at noon. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That's Gary Arnold. I think it's time for us to do a commercial break. Thank you, Nikki, here. We will be back in a few moments. Stay with us.
Zantac presents How to Keep Heartburn from Slowing You Down.
Where are my keys?
I got a large latte.
Hurry up, people.
Hey, pizza's here.
Oh, my heartburn.
Here, take a Zantac.
Dinner's ready.
Good night.
The strength of Zantac relieves heartburn all day or all night. So no matter how busy you are, heartburn won't slow you down. Heartburn, attack it. Zantac, use as directed.
If you're being audited by the IRS or have not filed your tax returns, call Coast Financial Services. Coast Financial Services offers accounting and tax services to businesses and individuals, and local IRS tax resolution services to you. Let Coast Financial Services find a solution to your IRS problems. Call for a free evaluation, 831-462-0330, 462-0330, or visit coastfinancialservices.com. A proud member of Think Local First, County of Santa Cruz.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Excuse me, do you have any begonias on sale?
They're out back. Let me show you.
Thanks. How's business?
You know, always growing.
I guess you hear that a lot. So you doing okay?
We're watching our pennies like everyone else. You know, trying to stay healthy.
Sure. Well, if you're looking for a bank that's safe and healthy, you should try Rabobank.
Who?
Rabobank.
They're part of the Rabobank Group, one of the safest banks in the world.
That sounds great, but I'm not sure I want to switch banks right now.
Well, I just switched to Rabobank, and they can save you up to $280 on a business checking account. That'll help your business blossom.
Sure will. I'll plant my business checking account at Rabobank today.
Now, more than ever, your finances should be as safe and healthy as they can be. Visit your nearest Rabobank branch and open a business checking account today. You can save up to $280 in the first 6 months. This is a limited time offer, so visit Rabobank today. Member FDIC.
Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing and the Knox Garden Box. Alternative energy and green is the stuff we're going to hear a lot about for some time to come, if not the rest of our lives. And here at Knox Roofing, we're always looking out for the environment by using products that can be recycled. We use renewable resources, long-lasting products, along with excellent workmanship with little waste. Solar electric energy and solar hot water, rainwater collection, all using your roof will be a big part of your energy needs in the coming years. And here at Knox Roofing, we will show you how much more your roof can do for you besides just hold water out. Okay, and the race is on with the Who's the Gardener in the Family. To get a head start on the race to see who can have the best garden, you need a Knox Garden Box. It's fun and great therapy. Okay, call 461-0634. Thanks, folks.
So we have computer problems today. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, sometimes Rhapsody is, I don't know, it's weird.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, no, it's not, if it's not...
It's not my fault.
Problem. It's not
so I'm not
going to
apologize.
I mean, so
you're right.
Who can we blame?
Cyber,
we're not liberals.
Cyberspace.
We don't blame. We don't look for people to blame. We accept responsibility ourselves around here, I guess. What can I say? My computer had been locked up, too, and I rebooted it during the commercial break. And now I can check the Gmail here. I got it on my iPhone here. I normally would have it, but there's no signal here because of our 10,000-watt transmitter here. But anyhow, I was able to bring my my Gmail up to on the computer here, and there are a number of emails that I want to discuss here. Price of fuel, and this is from West Side Bill. MZ, this is from last hour, I don't know, 48 minutes ago. It says, MZ, you just brought up fuel cost on the Saturday special. Fuel skyrocketing up was the pin prick that burst the real estate bubble. We need to take action now before fuel prices get out of hand. With our economy in the shape it is in, if we see $4 plus per gallon, it will push our economy from recession to deep depression. We need to act now to pressure the powers that be to keep fuel reasonable. Thank you, Bill Lambert from Lambert Moving. Let's see. Now, has KSCO become an home? I think they mean a home. For anti-Arab bigotry, with lots of question marks, and it's and then that's the heading, and then the body of the email says, or a Zionist shill for the Israel lobby. Now, this is from somebody who claims to be Roger Grigsby, and I know Roger Grigsby. I've known him for years, and I don't know whether he's being facetious or not. I think he's being facetious. But in case he's not being facetious, you know, whether he is or not, actually, I'd like him to call 479-1080. So, Roger, if you're still listening, call. I would like to discuss this with you on the air. Next, robot. Okay, great idea, maybe. Saturday special with a debate forum between Dr. Gold and David Corsi. I have really been enjoying Dr. Gold's show and have really made an effort to listen to Mr. Corsi. I have noticed that Dr. Gold will discuss something for 2 hours, and then Mr. Corsi will come on and discuss the same topic and say nothing totally different. I think it would be great radio to have them be in a position where they can hold one another accountable in regards to whatever topic they are covering. Anyways, love the station. I listen every day, and please keep up the good work. Thanks, Neil Toland in Seascape. Thank you, Neil, for the kind words here. We will continue to do our best, and I think it's sort of a neat idea, actually. We'll see if We'll see if Corey and David are up to it. My guess is that they will be. If not on Saturday, maybe we can do it during 1 hour of each of their respective shows. and I can be the host or something. That'd be fun. Robot wants to talk about the Iran threat. It's in an email. It says, I've often wondered how many joints Richard smokes before he calls, and apparently Dave has had a smoke too. Of course, Iran is a threat. We should have taken them out as soon as our hostages were freed, if not before then. I think you're talking about the day that Ronald Reagan took office, January 20th, 1981. That's what I think you're talking about. We should be the ones to take out Iran and Korea's nukes. Only a simple-minded fool thinks we can negotiate, in quotes, with them. If Israel wants to destroy them, we should stay out of their way. The only reason I don't call Obama, who most definitely is a Muslim, a traitor is because he probably isn't a citizen to begin with. Hopefully Israel will do what is in its own best interest rather than listening to the treasonous, mindless nonsense coming from the Barack Obama administration. And that's signed Brian Burleson, whom I believe is in Seaside. Thank you, Brian, for emailing the Saturday special. You can do that any time, you know. Well, you can only do it during the time that we're on by sending an email to mz@ksco.com. Otherwise, that email works to connect with me anytime, 24/7. You're going to think I'm crazy, people, with what I'm going to say right now, but I'm not exaggerating when I say I check my email probably in the hundreds of times a day, because the businesses that I'm involved in, they run on email. The radio station runs on email, and the network marketing chocolate business and nutritional supplement business and getting everybody who wants to get out of wage serfdom or wage slavedom out of it. We have amazing tools with technology now involving the internet and emailing media tools in particular. So mz@ksco.com. is the email address to connect with me anytime. And that Alex Jones voiced ad, it's designed for other, to run elsewhere, but he did such a good job voicing it. We're running it on KSCO too, and we're getting quite a bit of response. We've gotten over 600 responses now to that ad nationally, because we're running it on Alex Jones's nationwide program. He has about 40 affiliates plus just an unbelievable number of internet listeners. And it's such a good voiced ad, as I said, we decided to run it on KSCO as well. Let's see. Let's go back to the callers now. Joe and Carmel, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Hello, MZ.
Hey.
Nice to hear from you. I'm so glad that you have the station that we can vent a little bit, and I need to vent because my blood pressure is about ready to blow here.
Vent away, my friend.
Okay. This date night tonight, our president having a date night, and that flyover in New York was like 300,000 plus, wasn't it? It was for the Air Force One that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wonder how much this date night's going to cost him. He's flying to New York for the night, going to the opera, going out to dinner. I mean, it's got to be over $100,000.
Oh, yeah.
Secret service and everything.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you know, when there are jets involved and Secret Service involved, but of course, can be argued that they're being paid anyhow. Maybe they're not during this time.
No, this is overtime. Fox News says they have to do overtime, and they shut down the streets and everything. It's just here's people out there where people out there starving, losing their jobs.
You know, the financial success of Fox News is quite a statement about the need that it filled, right?
Correct.
What would our country do without Fox News?
I know. And the people that are on Fox News, and even your station, it's just, and people, especially here in Carmel, they don't listen. They're like little robots walking around.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I met a guy last week at the Art and Wine Festival at Boulder Creek last Sunday.
Okay.
I met a guy who is the neighbor, whose neighbor, I don't know if it's a next door neighbor, pretty close by neighbor, is none other than Rupert Murdoch himself.
Oh, boy.
And so I didn't realize that Rupert lives in KSCO country and maybe listens to us because we're the Fox News affiliate. Wouldn't that be cool?
That's something. Well, I used to run into Leon Panetta all the time because we're out in Carmel Valley.
I hope it wasn't with your car.
No. Oh, he's a really nice guy, and I think he's going to, you know, he's limited what he can do, but by voice.
He is a very nice person. He is a class act. He always has been from day one, and I've gotten to know Sylvia through the Panetta Institute. She's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah,
they've both
definitely.
Done a wonderful job.
Definitely.
And it's got to be tough, you know, because he's not around here very much. I don't think he comes home every weekend, does he?
No, I don't think, right now, no. But the past when he was just with the Institute, he'd be, you know, live out in Carmel Valley and stuff
talk with Sylvia this last week and invited her to be a guest on one of our programs, and she said that she would in July.
That'd be great.
I should contact her. I agree. So.
Well, I look forward to your Saturday shows. I really do. So,
okay, Carmel,
all I
Joe.
To say, and I feel my blood pressure has gone down a little bit now.
Oh, I feel much better now.
Okay, great.
Okay, making you feel good makes us feel great.
Okay, and I'll live a little bit longer.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you.
479-1080 is the phone number to call in area 831. Outside of 831, you'll have to dial 831 is the area code, and you can hear us. Way beyond the boundaries of the 831 area code, so we would like to hear from you. So give us a call at 479-1080 if you want to get on 10,000 watts and say your piece, as the great Ben is about to do.
Good morning.
Hi, great Ben.
You know what? I have to call. I'm calling to give my overview of something, and I'm going to make a reference here. First of all, to my brother Dave Allen there, my brother of many years. Never worry about what an out-of-work janitor has to say about you. That's the guy that commented on Dave. Okay, now, tomorrow, GM is going to announce bankruptcy.
It's Monday. But,
okay,
yeah.
Well, Monday, I'm sorry. And Chrysler has already, they've gotten billions of taxpayer dollars. The dollars have come out of your pocket, your mother's pocket, and my pocket, proportionally to our income. Now, who in the hell... they're declaring bankruptcy. We're turning over Chrysler to Fiat of Italy. I understand in this GM thing, those manufacturing plants and jobs are going to China. So why would you wrap your garbage in a golden box to give it away? Why are they putting $1 of taxpayer dollars if we're going to send it to Fiat of Italy and to China? What, that's our taxpayer dollars. California... The unemployment rate is 10.9 going through the ceiling. There's depressed countries. There's depressed jobs all over America, the America we all love. Why aren't those jobs being relocated with our taxpayer dollars to put my fellow Americans to work who are hearing my voice, whether they agree with me or not? That is our money being spent to give it away to somebody else?
Great.
Who in the hell is driving the boat?
Great, passionate Ben. Have you ever thought of running for national office?
I thought about it once, and I figured I'd last 10 minutes before some nutcase would take me out with a bicycle.
Really?
Because I will not back up. I love my country. And you know what? I'm trying to believe in Obama, but why won't this SOB, how come he thinks the cure to every problem we have is to give more and more billions and trillions to the robber bankers that looted the country and are continuing to loot it?
Did you vote for Obama?
Huh?
Did you vote for Obama?
Of course I did, because I couldn't stand the Nazi regime we had before. But you know what? I'm trying to believe in the man. But if the solution is to give our taxpayer dollars, we are a depressed country. We're facing a national depression that's going to have consequences. We're going to take 20 years to bail out. Now, why is our money being squandered? And Schwarzenegger, he took out Gray Davis because he had a $16 billion deficit. Now we got a $45 billion deficit, and this guy is still in there. He's got a staff of 100 people making over $100,000 a year each to do what? Wipe his butt?
Please feel free to speak your mind, great
Ben. Well, thank you. Thank you, Michael. I get too angry, but you know what? We got to fight. We got to dance with them that brung us. America belongs to we Americans with a capital A, not black, not white, not lesbian, not any. We are Americans. It's our damn country. And if we don't fight for it, we stand the risk of losing it. It's just like Israel. They got 40 nukes. If I don't give a damn what the rules are, if somebody's threatened me and my family, if I have the means to take them out, guess what? Let the parade begin.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Great Ben and Salinas, for calling here. Oh, that means that I better not read Date Night for Obama email here, because it's commercial break time, right? Okay, Nikki, thank you for reminding me, because I would have forgotten. The irresponsible owner of the radio station would have forgotten to run the commercials. Thank God we have you there. Okay, do it.
Zantac presents How to Keep Heartburn from Slowing You Down.
Breakfast! Pick you up at 3.
Debit or credit?
I'll take a number 5.
Enjoy your spicy chicken combo.
Oof. I need a Zantac.
1 and 2, and how was school?
Did not.
Mom! Don't pull your sister's hair. Please stop.
Honey, I'm home.
The strength of Zantac relieves heartburn all day or all night. So no matter how busy you are, heartburn won't slow you down. Heartburn, attack it. Zantac. Use as directed.
I've learned a few things cruising this coastline the last 30 years. Let's be clear about it. Dumping sewage anywhere in our waterways pollutes the environment. It's simple. Remember to plan ahead. Boats with holding tanks must pull in and pump out at shoreside pump-out stations. If you have a boat without a holding tank, plan your trip to use shoreside restrooms.
Don't waste away our waterways. Proper disposal of sewage protects our waterways. Dump at the pump.
Hey, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
For more information, visit our website at boatresponsibly.com. Brought to you by the California Department of Boating and Waterways.
Many of you know me as an artist and author of the book Sand Between Your Toes, but many others know me as the realtor who sold over 700 homes in Santa Cruz County. Hi, I'm Sally Bookman, realtor with Keller Williams Realty, and I'm here to tell you about my well-proven home selling program, Hassle Free Selling. The Sally Bookman Hassle Free Selling program offers flexible fees and no upfront costs. And here's the best part. Though I've served hundreds of happy home sellers, if you're not happy, you can fire me. But I think you will be happy. Yes, I have sold over 700 homes in Santa Cruz County. I'm not trying to brag. I'm applying for a job. I want to be your realtor. Discover why I've been able to sell over 700 homes. Call for my free hassle-free selling information packet at 831-818-9959. Or visit hasslefreeselling.com. That's hasslefreeselling.com. I'm Sally Bookman with Keller Williams Realty. Call me if you're thinking about selling your home. 818-9959.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. I was thinking the other day about all the things a good roof can do for you. I came up with quite a few very important benefits. Think about it. Your roof keeps you dry in the winter, keeps you safe from critters and insects. Your roof protects you from fire, wind, and earthquakes. Your roof can add curb appeal and resale value to your home. A roof can be used to mount solar panels for both electricity and hot water. Here at Knox Roofing, we can show you how to collect enough rainwater to supply your entire home's water needs just off your roof. Pretty neat. So when your roof can do so much for you, why place the workmanship with just any roofing company? Here at Knox Roofing, we can show you how all the things we mentioned can be accomplished with just a phone call away. For free information and estimates, it's Knox Roofing in both Monterey and Santa Cruz counties. That number to call, 461-0634. 461-0634. Thanks, folks.
Cat Stevens bringing us back to the final segment of the Saturday special. You gotta love Warren Knox. The guy's such a character, and he does great work too. I mean, I've heard so many testimonials, and the funny thing, he's really smart to advertise roofing services. He also advertises his Canox boxes, which are absolutely wonderful for people who like to garden but don't want to stoop and don't want to sit, you know, on the ground. You know, I want a vegetable garden.
I'll build you one. I just built two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
easy.
I think it would be a great raised
bed.
To have a raised
That's
bed.
That's what I made.
Yeah, using
I
a Canox box.
No, Nick, use a Nikki box.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
that's what I used, is Nikki. Yeah, Nikki's handiwork.
Oh, okay. Well, golly gee. But I think Warren is very wise to advertise, and people are very wise to heed his advertisement. Everybody runs to get their roofs fixed at the beginning of the rainy season when now is the time to do it. I mean, yeah, see? I mean, even I know that. All right, it's a Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. It's MZ here, feeling my oats because I have been exercising. And I'm going to go back. I'm so excited. After lunch, I'm going to go and work the lunch off.
Wait, what are you getting for lunch?
I haven't decided yet.
You have to be careful.
Oh, well, it'll be protein. It won't be sugar. It won't be dessert. It won't be
carbohydrates. Okay, just do something that will actually give you energy to work out.
Yeah,
That's absolutely the key.
It won't be carbs. And maybe I won't eat it all, but I want to eat a little something.
Yeah, you need something in your stomach for sure. Yeah.
And then I'm going to go to Cabrillo Fitness right off of Park Avenue for their open house today.
I know.
Yeah.
How cool.
Are you going to go too?
I mean, maybe
I shouldn't go because it'll be too crowded.
It might be a little crowded.
No, just
give it a try.
I want to meet all the people, you know, and this is the last day that they're having a 2-for-1, you know, sign up for their already ridiculously low fees here. So, yeah, maybe I'll see y'all there if anybody shows up after maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock or something, because that's where I'm going to go. Anyhow, it's 13 minutes before noon. And we've got Tammy in Boulder Creek and Dan in Santa Cruz. But Tammy has been waiting 9 minutes and 51 seconds. But Dan has only been waiting 6 minutes and 19. Okay, so let's go to Tammy. You're on, Tammy. Hello.
Thank you so much, Michael. You know, it was really inspiring to hear you say you're getting into the exercise thing. You're kind of making me feel like, oh, maybe I need to do that.
You know, people who listen to talk, who sit around listening to talk radio like you and I, really get fat and unhealthy, and they really need to work out.
Well, I sit around for more than that. I have a kind of a foot ankle issue, but
no excuses, Tammy.
Yeah, I know, no excuses. Yeah. I'm getting out walking a little more this year, but
yeah
it sounds cool. I'm going to check that out over there. It's on Park Avenue. You didn't say the.
Well, it's off of Park. You get off at Park Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And you go away from the ocean, like you're going, you know, towards Cabrillo College, and then you turn right onto Soquel Drive, and the next block over, it's right on the corner there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, Cabrillo. They've got everything. They've got racquetball. They've got squash. They've got swimming. They've got, you know, every possible machine that you can imagine, and yoga classes, and they get all these classes, and it's all included in the. And the price, it's just amazing.
That is amazing. Well, I wanted to tell you, I took a long trip to Yosemite last week, and I could hear your station up there from the 9,000 feet up. It faded in and out a little bit, but basically I could hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good.
And that's, you know, also in Angel's Camp down in the valley, everywhere. I could hear you everywhere. So I'm like, I was driving through Tracy, and I was thinking, oh, my God, I had no idea that there's so much of a reach, you know. And I got a picture of it when I was out there, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to let you know that because you're affecting a lot more, even though not so many people call in. I wanted to encourage people that this is the time to take responsibility and speak out because I think the last thing we have is our freedom of speech.
And I'm telling you, I don't think I'm paranoid. The government, the people in control of this government are not happy one bit. They do not like talk radio.
No.
Because it's a thorn in their side. It is the only thing that they haven't controlled, and you could bet your last dollar that they're working on ways to eliminate talk radio.
Oh, I know the fairness doctrine, that whole thing, and the whole Obama campaign, everything that's been going
people
on.
People have said that even if the fairness doctrine is re-implemented. That we are in complete compliance because that's just the way I've always wanted to run the station anyhow, because I want it to be a voice for everyone. It just so happens that more conservative people tend to use it. I don't know why, but they do.
Well,
maybe it's because that the other side feels like maybe it's just that there's just no... Just
I think it goes to the realm of truth and facts, you know, because like that show Facts Matter, it's more... The more facts you have and the more true understanding you have of the politics and the way the government is working, then the more aware you are of that it's not working for the people anymore. And that's, you know, I think that
with the exception of the great Ben, and I'm not even sure he would appreciate this moniker, we haven't received so much as one liberal caller to the program today. And I guess the reason...
Well, even he's losing faith, right, because of the GM takeover and all that money. And he sees it coming, and we're going to have hyperinflation, gas prices are going up.
But there are plenty of liberals around these parts. Why don't they call KSCO? Can it be because they're ashamed?
No, I think...
And that they don't...
My experience is when I've called, for instance, David Corsi's show, he's like on so many drugs or something that he doesn't keep the topic point, and he doesn't argue. He will not argue a hard point. He will cut you off before he'll argue a hard point that he disagrees with.
I gotcha. Well, that's why conservatives don't call him.
Right.
But liberals who call, if they're calling to agree with him, he won't cut them off, will he?
No, he doesn't. He likes to talk a lot. Yeah.
So what's the reason that liberals won't call me on the Saturday special?
They don't want to be humiliated because when
am I a mean person? Is that what I do to people?
No, but they don't want to be humiliated because when they're shown that they're wrong, they never want to admit when they're wrong.
But am I going to show people that they're wrong? I'm just going to let them talk.
No, they don't usually have enough within them to go ahead and just put forth more lies. I mean, the lies are clearly seen through at this time. I think people are the Illuminati, whatever. The whole thing is the idea is that there's, you know, God is supposed to be God of darkness and Satan's supposed to be the God of light or whatever, mm-hmm. Lucifer. And I think, you know, that whole, the Rockefeller, everything that Dave Allen was talking about and talking about, you know, the Jones show. Anyway, I'm trying to figure, the one point I was trying to make is that they're not, if this is their planet and they plan to take over, as he was talking about, their plan is to kill one third of us. They can't control that many people. So their first plan is to get rid of us.
Why only one third do they have to get rid of?
The minimum of one third. The minimum is
But they can control the rest of the two thirds?
They think they can with terror and fear.
Where do you get these numbers? I don't understand.
Oh, it's just their, you know, in terms of their groups, there's people that have defected. It just so happens one of my 16-year-old daughters found someone who was actually in the Church of the Illuminati, and you can't ever leave, but apparently he said he was only a member 17 years, and he's really not a member anymore. And you hear these stories, you know, and you don't know what's really true or not because people can just make up stories, but if you think about wanting to dominate the world, wanting to control people, obviously the less people know. The whole idea under Pol Pot was anybody who was educated, wipe them out. If they have glasses, they must be smart. Take, you know, kill them.
Yeah.
So the thing is that what we're looking at with Israel right now, I hope that Netanyahu has the cojones to kick ass if it comes down to it, you know?
Yeah. I hope he has the ass to kick cojones.
I hope he does, because otherwise, America, we have a responsibility, and it's always in history, the older brother, younger brother, Ishmael, is, you know, Israel thing. The whole thing is based on the idea of that we have to learn how to subjugate. The older brother is supposed to submit to the younger. And that's supposed to happen in a natural way, you know. And that's like, in order to make that naturally happen, there has to become an awareness or a consciousness that we are all brothers and sisters, and we all live on the same planet, and we're all going to be breathing the same nuclear waste or whatever's out there, the more, you know, everything that they're doing. And we have to become more aware of our responsibility for the sake of the world.
Tammy in Boulder Creek, how can I thank you for calling the Saturday special?
Oh, well, thank you so much for letting me talk. And I think liberation theology was the number one thing in Jeremiah Wright's church, and we need to really look into what is the thinking that Obama has that's causing these situations to come about right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dan in Santa Cruz, you are on the Saturday special. Why am I hearing an echo?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, just addressing Ben, this guy Ben.
Oh, yeah, the great Ben.
Why these...
Not just plain old Ben, it's the great Ben.
A lot of the Democrats like him that are in amazement about why these companies are leaving the country or whatever. My sister went through about 6 years of pretty serious training to be the nurse that she is, and she probably makes about the same as... one of the line workers in the union for the auto workers.
Oh.
And that to me doesn't make much sense. I just felt like, you know, it's just a disparity.
Well, I heard something in the news that there have been great wage concessions on the part of the union workers, the auto union. Yeah. And for that reason, after the 2 to 3 months that it should take GM to go through the bankruptcy process, at great cost to the American taxpayer, in the billions, apparently. There is encouragement because of that, that there will be a survival of the new reinvented GM.
Oh, well, that'd be great then.
And that they've agreed not to seek any kind of wage or benefit increases until 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Where did I hear that? I heard that on Fox News, I guess, somewhere. But anyhow, your whole point is what now, Dan?
Well, I mean, if these line workers, they talk about how much they make, some of these, I mean, they're pretty, I mean, I don't think they're very difficult jobs in a lot of cases. Or they're, because of their seniority or whatever, they're making $40 or $50 per hour.
Right. When
I think people would, you'd find a lot of qualified people to work for $20 to $30 per hour.
Right.
I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Or happy you called the Saturday special to express it.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. There goes Dan in Santa Cruz. Here comes Robert from Watts. Is it Watts?
Good morning, Mr. Enzi.
Hey, Mr. Robert, how are you?
It's not called General Motors no more. It's called Government Motors.
Okay. At least after Monday, huh?
Well, yeah, and then again, liberalism is a mental disorder.
Yeah, you know who coined that expression?
Yes, Dr. Savage.
Wrong.
Who?
He stole it from Roy Masters.
Oh, well.
He did. But Roy doesn't care because Michael has a bigger voice, you know.
Uh-huh.
Roy's not into credit and stuff like that, but yeah, he first elucidated that concept that liberalism is a mental disorder. Do you believe that, right?
Oh yeah, that's why I'm a right winger.
Were you ever a liberal yourself?
No, sir.
I was. In fact, Dave Corsi says that I'm a closet liberal to this day. Do you believe that?
Well, you know, I Mr. NZ, I don't really care if you're a Democrat, Republican or not, as long as you stand for what's right.
That I do. I will always do the right thing.
And that's why I listen to your radio station every day, because I'm out there killing bugs all the time. And
oh, you an exterminator, are you?
Yes, sir.
Robert, that's cool.
And I drive back and forth right past the radio station just about every other day.
Hey, I got a question for you. Every once in a while, I hear... I hear sounds in my wall that I don't like, that sort of frighten me. It makes me think that some large animal is in there eating up my studs. What kind of an animal or a bug might that be?
Well, if you go up in your ceiling, you know, where you're
I'm afraid to.
Why?
Because they sound like they might eat me. I mean, just like really loud. I mean, are there beetles that eat, you know, that eat into the
oh, wood destroying beetles?
Yeah, the studs and stuff. I don't know. Someone said that. I thought I heard a red.
Well, it could be a termite. Could be a wood destroying insect. Yeah.
Uh oh. Hey, I just realized it's the end of the show. I want to thank you for calling. Okay.
Okay, sir.
Okay, appreciate it. Yeah.
Well,
that's it for the Saturday special, gang.
That's all.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It is 12 noon.
The board of directors of General Motors meeting this afternoon, likely to come to terms with the reality of an imminent bankruptcy filing. It has a 5 p.m. Eastern Time announcement scheduled, which is also the deadline for its bondholders to decide whether to accept a debt-for-equity deal that would wipe out $27 billion in GM debt in return for a 10% stake in the company and the option of buying 15% more.
When it goes through bankruptcy and eventually emerges, if all goes according to plan, GM plans to eliminate an additional 400 dealerships on top of the 1,100 they outlined about 2 to 3 weeks ago that they wanted to eliminate. Some of the brands will be gone. We know Pontiac will cease production. production in 2010. Hummer and Saab may be sold, although no announcement on that as of yet. And Saturn will cease production in 2009 unless a buyer is found.
Adam Shapiro with the Fox Business Network. It's also a nail-biter weekend for Chrysler, which spent the last three business days in lengthy bankruptcy court sessions arguing that if a deal to sell itself to Italy's Fiat isn't given legal sanction, the company will have to liquidate. The bankruptcy judge promising a decision by Monday. An estimated 3 million Pakistanis fleeing the fighting between Pakistani troops and Taliban fighters, with a key battle now over.
The Pakistani army announcing today that they have retaken the main city in the Swat Valley, Mingora. It took several days of house-to-house fighting to gain control of the city, normally home to 300,000 residents, most of whom have fled south. Forces are still facing pockets of resistance on the outskirts of the city. Retaking the city is key. In essence, it's the gateway to the Swat Valley and critical for supplying the military and reaching the other areas where the Taliban still occupy. In Islamabad, Scott Heidler, Fox News Radio.
President Obama's Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood is in Madrid meeting with Spain's Prime Minister to talk about how U.S. stimulus money can be spent on a bullet train system modeled on the Spanish one. $8 billion have been allocated for high-speed railways in the U.S. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Marilyn Manson returns to kick off this week's Fox Light Music Release Roundup. The High End of Low marks Manson's reunion with guitarist Twiggy Ramirez for the first time in a decade. Julian Marley, son of Bob, returns with Awake, featuring some brotherly help from Stephen and Damian Marley. Mandy Moore names her latest Amanda Lee, which signifies her given name and the personal nature of the music within. French dance rock group Phoenix follows their recent SNL performance with their latest Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. Grizzly Bear comes out of hibernation after opening for Radiohead and paying tribute to Paul Simon last year with Vacatamist. And Michelle Schacht drops Soul of My Soul, 10 songs of love and anger. And get the extended and free Fox Light podcast on iTunes and FoxNewsTalk.com. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
Even as the U.S. is completing its pullout from major Iraqi cities to comply with a June deadline, and the Iraqi army takes over more and more of its own security, a scandal has erupted in the Iraqi government.
Iraq's former trade minister is under arrest for corruption. A senior Iraqi lawmaker says Abdul Sudani was on a plane to Dubai. The flight was turned back to Baghdad, and he was taken into custody. Sudani resigned after allegations of mismanaging the trade ministry and importing expired food. The Iraqi government claims it is cracking down on widespread corruption, issuing hundreds of arrest warrants this year. In Baghdad, Melanie Wilkes, Fox News Radio.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea's progress on nuclear weapons and long-range missiles future, but the present is not a five-alarm fire.
I don't think that North Korea's nuclear program at this point represents a direct military threat to the United States.
And Gates, at an annual Asian Defense Ministers Conference, says he sees no need to beef up U.S. forces in South Korea beyond the 28,000 currently there. But he is recommending that the global community put pressure on North Korea in the form of sanctions with teeth. Two convicted killers serving life without the possibility of parole, just walking away from incarceration.
Jeffrey Grinder and Calvin Adams both serving life sentences for capital murder, simply putting on corrections officers' uniforms and walking out of a Grady, Arkansas prison during shift change Friday night. Their means of escape supplied by the prison itself, which has a garment factory that not only makes inmate uniforms.
We also make officer uniforms in our garment factory.
Corrections Department spokesperson Dina Tyler. Officials only realizing the men were gone some 3 hours after they took off. Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio.
There's been a huge jewel heist in France. The baubles valued at as much as $14 million stolen from one of the jewelry shops along the chic Place Vendôme in Paris. The French police saying it was a lone gunman in his 50s and a suit and Borsellino hat who did the deed. I'm Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080. I am Nikki James. Got your Central Coast forecast for the weekend. We are going to have cloudy to partly cloudy skies today with a high of 69, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, few clouds, low of 51, and the west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, we're going to have partly cloudy skies with a high of 68 and the west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast. The west winds 10 knots, wind waves 2 feet or less with a swell of 2 feet and patchy fog. Tonight, west winds 5 knots, wind waves 1 foot or less with a west swell of 2 feet at 8 seconds in the evening. On Sunday, the west winds 10 knots, wind waves 2 feet or less with a west swell of 2 to 3 feet at 8 seconds and patchy fog. I also have some current temperatures here for you. It is 57 degrees in Monterey. Salinas is also at 57, and it's 56 in Watsonville. We're at 57 degrees here in Santa Cruz outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 12:06 and 33 seconds on this Saturday, May 30th, 2009. Up next, we've got perspectives for you. So stay tuned. You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, and I'm Nikki James.
Oh, that's going on everywhere.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name's Donald Davidson. I'll be your co-host. And let's